It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Joe Hawk. We're here at Backstage at Shoreline for the 2016 Vans Warped Tour. And Joe, we're here with one of our new favorite bands.
Yeah, Morta Monroe. Guys, how's it going?
It's going.
It's great.
It's going great. Yeah, what's going on?
So for the purpose of the audio and video, go ahead, name and what you do in the band. A little roll call for everyone, please.
Well, my name is Chris. I play guitar, and I'm the vocalist for the band.
Sweet.
My name is Sam, and I play guitar in the band.
My name is Jacob, and I play drums for the band.
My name is Johnny. I play bass and vocals.
It's kind of funny. That microphone, or both those microphones, have been in, I think, most of the band's faces today. Nice. It's been like a common theme, like sticking in one's face. So, guys, go ahead. I know we're coming towards the end of the tour right now, but let's just go ahead and sum up how's everything been going with the Vans Warped Tour this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really great. I mean, we hopped on the tour maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. We're just doing like the West Coast and everything. But it's really been sick. We're just like, the last four shows have been incredible. We've really just kind of like gotten a feel for how everything like works on the tour and all that.
Nice.
And like each day we just see more and more people out in front of the stage, which has been really sick.
Sweet.
Really, really sick.
Awesome. Time out real quick. I'm sorry. I think your microphone's turned off. Let me.
No.
Yeah.
There we go. Now I can
What's
hear you.
What's your name and what do you do in the band?
Wait, so you guys are from a radio station?
Yes. I know.
That's cool.
All right. No, that's cool. That's cool. My dad used to be a DJ on a radio station.
Oh, really? Where at?
Yeah. He was in Arizona. I don't know the exact radio station. Something rock.
So rock station.
Nice. That's so cool, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
So you guys just said you've been on the tour for like the last couple weeks now. I mean, so how's everything been going? I'm guessing this is your first Warped Tour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What did you expect going into this tour? And has there been like, have all your expectations been lived up to yet?
To be honest, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been honestly like way more than anything I think any of us could have ever expected. Like when we first like found out that we were going to be on the tour, somebody described it to us as summer camp for bands, and it literally has been.
It actually is. Yeah. It's crazy. Like it's, you walk around late at night and people are just like riding around on mini motorcycles and stuff like that. Barbecues. It's
so
awesome.
A lot of shenanigans.
Oh yes.
To be had.
Many shenanigans.
It's all shenanigans.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's all shenanigans. I mean, it's the entire Warped Tour is like, it's an incredibly well-oiled machine. I mean, the entire production is insane to watch it just like go up in like an hour or so in the morning and just be torn down in the exact same time at night. Just try, it's wild. But yeah, everyone's just out having a great time, making new friends and everything. Nice. It's been pretty incredible.
What specific bands have you guys actually like kind of like hung out with or like made new contacts with in specific?
Honestly, a lot of bands. Every single band on the Full Sail stage we've grown really close to.
Cool.
They're all really, really cool.
Ice Nine.
Ice Nine cool Kills. Ice Nine. We toured with them not too long ago, but they've been really good homies.
I mean, this tour we've been able to chill with them a good bit.
Awesome. So. The guys from Vanna have been super awesome too.
Really?
Yeah, Vanna.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, dude. Davey from Vanna is the Full Sail stage's dad.
Yeah.
He's the greatest
super
guy in
nice
the world.
Guy.
He's awesome.
So any bands in particular you were excited to maybe see on this tour that you're like, oh, we're on the same bill as them?
Oh, dude.
Absolutely. Every time I die.
Nice.
I don't know if I should say that. I don't listen to Sleeping with Sirens anymore, but there was a time period when I was like a sophomore in high school where I really liked them.
Yes.
And so I kind of my sophomore self kind of came out watching them. So
yeah,
I'm glad that got to happen.
They're soft.
Yeah, they're really good live. Yeah. I've never seen them before, so it was really cool that my first experience seeing them was right backstage. Yeah, that was really cool. They kill it live.
That is awesome. So also congrats to you guys. I know it was in last year. Just got signed the Roadrunner, correct?
Yep. Yep.
So how's that been? Just like finally get on a major label,
dude. It's
definitely surreal.
I mean, yeah, it's been sick. I mean, the entire label's like a giant family. I mean, everyone's been really cool, and we're all just kind of in it together. They want to see the band succeed, and they're all there to just like work hard and just honestly, it's just like a giant team, you know, and everyone's working toward the exact same goal. So it's been great.
It was definitely a little nerve-wracking at first just because we didn't really know what to expect. But, like, once we, like, got to know everyone and, like, just got in the flow of things, it was really awesome.
The first time we went into the Roadrunner offices, we were kind of just, like, the timid freshmen kind of just, like, walking in, like, hope I don't get beat up.
Okay. All right, so I guess we'll probably get to our last question. Like, we like to end our interviews with our friend Chasta, our co-host, who couldn't be here because she just had a kid.
Oh, no way.
Yes. Oh, cool. Yeah, everyone's been saying congrats to us, so it's kind of like we got to pass it on.
Hey, guys, congrats. Seriously.
Thank you. She likes to end it, ask the bands her almost famous question, what does music mean to you? So, because she's not here, we'll ask it for her. What does music mean to you guys?
Wow.
Music means everything.
A lot of big questions.
Yeah. That's the easy answer out.
Well, we also heard sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah. I mean, initially what I was going to say is beer. But I didn't think that would be the appropriate response.
It's fine.
Music was like, for me personally, like growing up, my dad always played literally like everything from Motown to Linkin Park. So like, I was listening to everything growing up, and I noticed like once around like eighth grade, I would say music changed from being just like listening to like actually like an activity that I would want to do like after school, like just go listen to music. So yeah, awesome. It's been very important in my life, to say the least.
It's just a great way to, I mean, that's like the one thing that almost everyone can connect with, you know? I mean, regardless of your interests and how different you are as people, like, I mean, if there's just like one band that you share in common with another person that you enjoy, I mean, That's all it really takes, you know? So I think that it's just a really great way to bring people together. And it really has. I mean, the band really brought us together. I mean, we're essentially a family now, you know? And we never would have even imagined, like, when we were first meeting each other, that we would be out here in San Francisco on the Vans Warped Tour playing in a band together.
Well, so if you didn't play an instrument, I'd probably hate you.
Me and Johnny kind of actually are family. We have we both have a cousin, and they're married, so that kind of makes us cousins.
We're sort of half cousins, not really.
Like third cousins. So you weren't kidding about the whole pig squealing competition.
Yeah, no, right. No.
We're ready to start.
Wait, I thought we had two separate things going on.
Well, guys, hey, listen, thank you so much for making the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really appreciate it. And
thank you.
Looking forward to the future with you guys, and expect great things from you. And we can say, hey, we got to see them, hang out with them before they really got a big.
Dude, thank you guys. It's really rad.
Fingers crossed for you guys.
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the tour, and look forward to seeing you guys next time in town.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Scream like a pig.